Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Tipsy Tourism, the podcast where we visit top tourist attractions whilst enjoying some alcoholic beverages in an incredibly responsible manner. My name is Chelsea and I choose the activity.
And I'm James and I choose the drink, usually off my drinks trolley.
Where is it, James? Where's it got to?
Not with me today because we are abroad.
We are.
I didn't put it in my hand luggage. Waste of space.
Well, we flew Ryanair, £5 flight. So
£5 there and £5 back, FYI.
Yeah, so funnily enough, we could not fit the drinks trolley in.
No.
But today, the activity is... Or actually, first of all, I should probably clarify where we are.
Yeah, we're in Lithuania.
Where?
Vilnius.
Well, do you know what? I can't believe you've got it right.
I've called it several other names beginning with V, and I've also, for quite a while, thought I was going to Latvia.
No, but we are definitely in Lithuania. We're in the capital of Vilnius, which is absolutely incredible.
Oh, it's amazing.
We are having the best time ever. Honestly, for a cheap kind of weekend getaway, you cannot get any better. I think it's now top of my list in terms of where I'm going to recommend to people.
Oh my God, yeah. City break. It is a great place to come, have food and drink. We're loving it here.
But the other thing about Vilnius is it is good for the old activities. And so we thought, we're here for 3 nights. We've got to squeeze in a podcast. So today, our activity is a hot air balloon ride in Vilnius.
Yeah, you're going to come up with us in a hot air balloon.
I'm so, so excited for this. Also a bit scared.
Which I've never done before.
No, I've never done it either. And I do think I'm going to need a bit of Dutch, or should I say Lithuanian courage.
Lithuan courage.
Excuse me?
Lithuanian courage.
There we go.
So do you know what the drink is?
I do.
We've gone for the 999.
That's it.
The what?
It's called the 999.
It's very, very, very common Lithuanian drink.
Right.
It's like a herbal liqueur, and it's made by their biggest alcohol maker.
Okay.
Strumbras.
Strumbras?
Yeah, that's not an activity, but they make it. And it's on sale here everywhere. I think they have it for breakfast. It's also available in Latvia, which is where I thought I was going.
Can I
tell you why they're called 999? Well, it's nothing to do with the emergency services.
I was just about to ask you, is that why, and should we be drinking it before getting in a hot air balloon?
Well, actually, I don't know what the emergency services are in Lithuania.
Oh, God. We've got it recorded now. You know I'm not just making it up when James does these mistakes all the time.
So in Lithuania, it's 112.
Okay.
If you're under attack or in trouble.
Okay.
So this is called 999, not because of British emergency services. We've had some already. It comes from how it's made.
Right.
So it's got 27 ingredients.
What's that got to do with 999?
Nine flowers and herbs.
Mm-hmm.
Nine fruits.
Okay.
And nine roots. That is roots from the ground. So
fruits and roots.
Fruits and roots. And they're a great band, by the way. So that totals 9 plus 9 plus 9 is 27 ingredients. So it's actually a secret recipe. What's in
here? Really?
I'm going to pour it now before I tell you what's in it.
Okay.
See if you can smell any of it.
Okay. Let me describe this for everyone. It's coming out. It's a brown liquid.
Don't clip that. Yep.
It looks a lot like, and before I've even smelt it, I can...
Is that the bottle, by the way?
Yeah. Do you know what I think this is going to be like? Based on your description and based on what it looks like, I think this is Lithuanian Jaeger.
It smells like Jaeger a little
Does
bit.
Does it? Let it me just smell, have a little have sniff. Have a whiff. Oh, no. Do you know, it's got more of a whiskey smell than I was expecting.
It's sweeter. It's definitely sweeter.
But do you get what I mean? I was expecting Jaeger, and it's... Ooh, it's got that lovely medicinal kind of twang, which makes me think you could have this, you know, if you had a bit of a cough, you could chuck one of these down your neck.
Well, it is exactly the same percent as Jaeger. We are talking 35%.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know who came up with it first.
Do you have a sip to try it for the flavours? Okay, get some flavours in there.
Okay, a little sip.
See if you can guess any of the 27 flavours.
It is similar to Jaeger, but I would say that's more delicious.
Oh, it is nice, isn't it?
It is actually quite nice. It kind of it warms your chest up a little bit.
Ooh, which we need here. It'd be bloody freezing.
It'd be a lovely little winter warmer. Okay, let me just... Okay, I'm going to close my eyes.
Guess the things.
Has it got cloves?
Yes, it does have a clove.
Yeah.
Just one.
Kind of like Christmassy. Right, one more little sip.
Come on.
Vanilla.
Yes, it's got vanilla.
Oh my God, maybe I should be a taster.
They're two of the secret ingredients, which I've bust out. Also, it's got cinnamon, lemon, orange peel, raisins, coffee beans, and anise. Anise.
It does.
No, you, I.
It does have a little bit of a coffee taste. You're right, actually. That would be really nice in like an espresso martini or something.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah, I actually really like it. Right, shall we shot the rest?
Yeah. It's very cheap, by the way. This bottle cost €7 because it's euros here, €7.50.
And that's 50 centilitres.
Yes.
That's pretty damn cheap. Cheers to that.
Cheers, we'll have
that. To a bargain.
Woof, woof. Down the hatch.
Oh, but if you come here, please try some of it. It's actually really nice.
It is.
I like that. James.
So.
How are we going to get that bottle that looks like you could clobber someone with into a hot air balloon?
I don't know. I've never been in a hot air balloon. Yeah, I've never been in a hot air balloon.
If I drop that...
Do we have to go through security?
Oh, no. Oh, we can use our water bottle. Wink, wink.
We can use our water bottle.
And just pop a little bit in.
Yes.
So it's not too heavy.
So we've got a top secret now water bottle for our patrons. Top level patrons, thank you guys. And basically, it's completely opaque and says water on the side of it, so it is foolproof.
It is. So we'll just tell them we're taking a little bit of water, okay?
Yeah, fine.
Right, that's what we'll do.
So hot air ballooning. Why?
Yeah, good question. So Vilnius is actually quite well known for its hot air balloons. That's why I went with it, and it's because it's one of the very few capital cities, like in the world, where hot air balloon rides are permitted over the city.
Cool.
Really cool. It's also because it's quite a small city and there's loads and loads of space to land in the outer edges. So I reckon that's one of the reasons as well. But due to the fact that it's one of the few places you can do it, in the warmer months, the hot air balloon is actually, it's a bit of a symbol for the city. Like, you can look out across the city and just see loads of hot air balloons bobbing around. It's absolutely beautiful. They have hot air balloon festivals. However...
What a festival. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, you're not going to find that right now. It's the winter, and it's a lot less frequent in winter months due to there needs to be only a little bit of wind, if any at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It needs to be quite a still day.
Yeah.
And I will say that this nearly didn't go ahead.
No.
Because...
We moved our flight. Should we say that? We've moved our flight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, I contacted the guys at Smile. That's the name of the company. Not an ad.
We paid for it.
We've paid for this ourselves. But I said, what's the chances, guys? Because normally they say it only runs until like October. They said, it does happen sometimes, but it has to be perfect conditions. We will let you know. And they emailed me and they said,
Today's Monday, perfect.
Monday morning. And I said, I bloody fly home Monday morning, Hans. So what did we do? We booked ourselves a flight.
New £5
tonight.
Flight. £5 again.
Yeah. So I thought it was absolutely more than worth moving our flight for.
Yeah.
So the hot air balloon ride is costing €115 per person.
Oh, wonga. That's a lot.
That's the most expensive thing we've done on here.
Yeah.
It's about 98 quid. And there will be up to four others in the basket with us. You can, by the way, you can book it for just two people. Very romantic.
How romantic?
For €550.
Jesus.
You just know that everyone doing that is getting proposed to.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
And I'm not doing it.
Nope. There's a couple of different options, but we've gone for the flight that flies over Vilnius.
By the way, that's probably like 100 times more expensive than our flight.
Oh, yeah. For an hour.
Nearly.
For an hour flight over Vilnius. But it does apparently come with a glass of champagne and transport back to the city once we're done.
Great.
So it is spendy, but I feel like it's a really, like, it's a proper Vilnius thing to do.
And we don't know when we'll ever do this again.
No. It's a bit of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Yeah.
And it's also why we're doing the podcast, to be honest.
Yeah.
To try new things and new booze.
I would never, ever, 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 ever spend this much on a tourist attraction before.
No.
Never.
No, but I am excited to see how it's going to be up there.
Yeah. And of course, we are taking you with us. We step outside of this nice controlled area. We have no idea what to expect. We don't know what it's going to sound like. But once we get up there, we will start to, well, battle it out for five interesting things. If you haven't heard the podcast before, that's what we do when we're out and about. We've got to find five interesting things that we both agree on.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
I've done some research. Actual research.
Have you actually?
But we haven't discussed actually what the research is. What have you researched on? What are your facts all based around?
Vilnius.
Okay, my facts are different. My facts are all based on hot air balloons. So it's going to be a merge of that. I've got an out on Vilnius.
Do you know what? I actually think that's a nice coming together of our two interests. Mine is on like the history and all about the city, and yours is about the engineering behind.
Hot air balloons are super interesting, by the way. It's going to be very interesting.
Can I ask you for one sneak peek?
Yes.
Because me and my non-science brain does not understand this, comprehend it at all.
Yeah.
How do hot air balloons work?
I know this. I know some things about it. I don't know some things. That's good English. There's three parts to a hot air balloon.
Okay.
There is the envelope, which is the balloon bit at the top that you see, the big bit. There is the burner, which burns all the propane.
Okay.
And then there's the basket, the wicker. Oh, no.
How many shots have you had?
Then there's the wicker basket, which sits underneath. And it's made out of wicker, so it can bounce and it's not rigid. So if it needs to, like, as it hits the ground every so often, Yeah, when they land, because they can use it again.
Oh, different journeys.
Yeah. And it works by the principle that hot air is lighter than normal air. Air gets hotter, it becomes lighter.
Oh, and that's why hot air rises in your house, where the top of your house is more warmer than the bottom.
Yeah, so if you can bag it up, it will create lift. And if you get enough of that in one area, it will be able to pull a weight upwards. And that weight is the basket. And then it will generate lift and fly off into the sky. And the air inside of a hot air balloon, guess how many degrees C it is? Have a rough guess.
45. Yeah.
It's over 100.
Whoa.
So it gets pretty hot up there. And yeah, heated by propane.
Okay, let me get... So I really am not very good at understanding science at all, but I actually think I get this. That is why when you're coming down to land, they let out some of the hot air?
Yes.
So it's got to get cooler to land.
Yeah. So they can control the height by blasting hot air into the balloon. It goes up. And then there's a little flap at the top of the envelope, top of the balloon, and they can pull that down and it lets the hot air out. It's like a trap door. And then it goes down. Okay. So he's like, oh, do you know what? We're going to land in that field. Pulls the little opening and it goes down.
I actually understand that.
That's basically all it is. It's quite simple.
Mm.
It's been around for a bit. Over 5 years it's been around. Maybe more. I don't know.
Don't tell us anything more because you've got to save it for when we're up in the hot air balloon.
Yes.
And before we make a move on, we do need to do another shot, James.
Yes.
Because I can't believe it. We've got another patron who wants us to take a shot in their honour. To be fair, they did not sign up for that.
No, that's just not. We've just turned it into that. We said a shout out in the podcast, but now that's turned into
a shot.
A shot.
On the podcast. So this is where we're pouring another shot of 999. I'm sure this will go down perfectly for a hot air balloon.
Do you remember this TV show? 999. There we go.
I don't.
Michael Burke. Cheers. Right.
This is to Joe.
Joe.
It's another Joe. Joe, thank you so much. This is for you. Cheers. Ooh. Thank you so much, Joe.
Yeah.
And our other patrons who are helping us cover some of the costs here at Tipsy Tourism.
Especially when it's like fancy ones like this.
I know. Yeah. Definitely. You can see how you can support us by going to Patreon, which is spelled, go on, James.
patreon.com. .com. Tipsy Tourism.
That's it. It's like Patreon. Yeah. Right. You ready, James?
Let's go.
Let's do it. We are traipsing across the field.
Kind of muddy.
Oh my
field.
God. So out of the back of a trailer in front of us, they've just hauled a basket.
Wow.
That's what we're going in, James.
That looks absolutely tiny.
It's so small, and I think there's probably going to be six of us in there.
That's called the gondola.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you really have done your research today. I'm impressed. Hi.
Hello.
Sorry.
How are you doing?
If you were to say the size of that, James, what would you say?
That is the size of... It's the size of a small garden shed.
Yes.
Not, I would say even smaller than that.
No, I think that's a fair kind of comparison. A small... We're about to get into a small garden shed. We are going with other people. I hope they don't mind us sharing our great facts up in the air.
No choice, guys. And here's the balloon.
Oh, my God. Should we film this?
Yeah.
We'll pop this onto the Tipsy Tour on Instagram.
This is first time for you also, yes?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
For me also traditional, so don't worry. Well, same situation. So, very easy. Balloon this side, we fly to this side. Complete. First 1-2 minutes, it's the scariest moment. Later, it's the same, you will see.
Does it fall over at the basket?
Sometimes it's falling, but just on this side, sometimes it's falling. Today, it's, today it's, we don't know. Today it's almost no wind.
Yeah.
So I think we will stay standing, but it's normal Fun. If we will lay down a little bit.
So about 60% we are falling.
It depends by the wind speed.
So they're now attaching the balloon. Do you know how these work?
Yes.
It's only just hitting me right now how potentially scary this is.
Yeah. Now... I've seen a few videos on YouTube of balloons flying and landing, but
don't tell me this.
Let's say that those ones generally aren't that, oh, this is a perfect landing. So the ones I've seen, in fact, I won't tell you too much, but they don't land on the base. And he said just then that it's 50% of the time it lands on its side like that, and 50% of the time it lands on the base.
Well, that's going to be a big...
So what will happen today? I don't know.
Oh, God.
Maybe I can ask you some help to work on site of just one of you.
Yeah, I'm helping blow up the balloon.
Don't mess it up.
So what they've got a fan blowing air into the balloon to kind of inflate it really roughly. And then I guess in a minute they're going to turn on these propane heaters to heat that air. And then that's when it'll start to lift and rise.
I'm not even joking. I can see a hole in it. I'm not going to tell Chelsea that. There's a very tiny little hole. I'll take a picture. Oh, it's blowing.
So James just fell over on his ass.
Proper, it pulled me.
It like took him away. That's the strength of a hot air balloon. Hang on.
When it's going up, you jump inside. So okay, I need the load. So where's this side?
What's he saying about jumping inside?
What he says, jump inside.
Woo!
But now he's properly inflating it with the air, and now he's properly going for it. So now he's pumping the flames into it. It's inflating so quickly.
In. No, James, use the steps. Use the steps.
And now we're getting into the gondola. This side. That's so cool.
Good. Yeah. Okay, so we've just jumped in. We are slightly sailing above the floor.
This is so cool. Right, at any second now we're going up. Bye.
Bye. Oh my god.
That is really cool.
I haven't even really thought about what we're doing right now. We are hundreds of feet above. No, I actually don't. I just think it's so beautiful and it's so peaceful. This is absolutely right. We've been in for about one whole minute and the view, we are so high up. How many, I'm really terrible at like guesstimating. Hundreds and hundreds of feet up, right?
We'll be taller than the Shard right now.
Yeah, 100%. It's such a beautiful city. Look at it. So we're actually looking out to the new part, which is less pretty. But if you look over to the right, James,
yeah,
that's where you're looking at the old town.
Oh, look at that.
Would you like to know a fact about the old town?
I would. Let's do some facts.
Okay. So the old town is a UNESCO World Heritage site.
Yeah.
Do you remember what that stuff
is? I hope you got that. There was a jet going just as I was saying what it was. Yeah.
But not only that, because I don't think that's quite interesting enough. That is one of the reasons why it's such a great place for film and TV crews to film there. Because it's so beautiful, it's very of its time. And some of the people that have filmed there recent include... Do you remember Peace and War? It was on the BBC in 2016.
No.
Not your vibe at all. Not. I'm going to say it wasn't. That's set in like old school Russia. If you want like Russian vibes, you basically come to Vilnius / Lithuania.
Well, we are quite close.
Yeah. Another one was Catherine the Great with Helen Mirren. That was at HBO One recently. So again, you get the same vibe. It's like your period dramas.
Well, yeah. None of these shows I watch, though.
And also, not in the old town, but there's a prison in Vilnius, which is where the Stranger Things prison.
Oh, cool. That's all right.
Yeah, and they keep coming back here. And apparently one of the reasons it's such a popular film destination is everything's so close together. So for film crews, it's really, really useful. And the squares are big, so you can like set up and build stuff. That is why I think it's interesting.
Because Stranger Things is popular, I'll give you that. But no other reason. Should I do one?
Can we just talk a second?
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, this feels like an out-of-body experience.
Yeah, it is. Honestly.
I'm not scared at all, but it's because I don't believe... If I could see us in a hot air balloon right now, I'd be afraid.
The thing that's got it for me is I can't believe how quickly it went up. It was... I'm going to say somewhat a little shambolic in its assembly.
where I was being tasked with holding part of it, which it got too strong for me, and it pulled me and I fell over, and I think I've got brown stains on my backside. But once it started to go up, it was the guy was like, jump in the basket now.
Yeah.
And that was basically to weigh it down. I didn't do much. But basically, the second that we got untied, we got up so quickly.
Yeah, and it's so graceful. Like, we are just sailing through the air right now, and it's so quiet. I genuinely thought that the sound might be a problem up here. I think the only issue you may have is that, obviously, we're very close to other people in the basket who are chatting.
Yeah.
But it's so quiet.
Obviously, I haven't got Vilnius facts, I've got balloon facts.
Yeah.
I'm going to start off with one about drinking.
Oh.
So back in the day, when the guys who first started flying were testing their balloon flights, they would land in farmers' fields.
Right.
And the farmers didn't like that because, A, they got in the way, and B, they thought they were dragons.
Right. Landing.
So to sweeten the deal, what they did was gave the farmers a glass of champagne to say cheers, mate, and get on with their work.
I've had a look around.
Yeah.
I can't see any champagne.
I can't see any champagne.
Excuse me, sir.
But I can't also see any farms at the moment.
Oh, did you see this? So there's loads of forest land down here. But a third of Lithuania is forest land. Like, it's a super, super foresty country.
There's so many trees.
And we are not far out of the city now.
Where did we take off? Over there?
Yeah, by the river. So we've travelled a fair bit over, but
we're over an industrial estate right now.
It's really weird because you've got this beautiful forest land and an industrial estate. But I think Lithuania would be amazing for a road trip because it's really green.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Do you know what?
What?
They have very good roads. Like, look at them here. Do you know what I can't see any of? What? Traffic jams.
No. We could do a traffic and travel news report here.
Imagine like, this.
Sally Travel, is it?
Sally Travel, yeah. Oh, look, when they used to have the chopper. Like, hello, here we go. And from M25, looks busy because he's always fucking busy.
Like that. They should have done it in a hot air balloon.
I know.
Much better sound quality.
Well, traffic and travel in a hot air balloon might be a good idea.
Mm-hmm, I think so.
But not in the UK, because they can't fly in the rain.
Well, I think that's most countries have rain.
Well, yeah. So it's a terrible idea for traffic and travel. Basically, they're really hard to drive in the rain.
Okay.
Drive? Is that a drive?
Sure.
Fly, pilot, whatever. And the coolness of the rain, when it touches the balloon at the top, cools down the air inside.
Oh, so it would drop.
So it would drop, or it would use more fuel, and then it would become really hard because you'd be like putting more air in to heat it up. So you'd be up and down, up and down, up and down. So they don't fly them in the rain generally. It's a bit more dangerous.
That is very interesting. I'll give you that.
Woohoo!
Can I ask? Yeah. I don't know if you know.
I probably do.
But can you direct a hot air balloon?
I don't know. That is one of my questions for the driver.
Yeah. I don't think we know where our landing place is.
No.
I think.
Well, it's got some cables.
What's that mean?
Should I ask him?
Yeah.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Can I ask a question about the balloon?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do you steer it?
It's unsteerable.
It's unsteerable.
We're flying somewhere by the wind direction and we never know where we're landing. And never landing in the same spot. Every time somewhere indifferent. And I'm flying 11 years and never landed in the same spot. Every time somewhere. It's always adventure.
How are you feeling? Feeling nervous?
Do you know what I'm mostly nervous about? Is dropping something. It's not about me. It's the,
yeah, well, you can put stuff on the floor.
Fear of no, I'm fine. But it's the fear of dropping something because I know we're supposed to have a drink.
Do you have a drink?
I'm scared about taking out my bag.
Let's do it.
Should do it.
Yeah.
Hold the lid. Okay, two hands on it. Oh my god, it's so strong. Oh, maybe I needed that.
Another one.
So our pilot said he can't control the direction of where we are flying.
It's unsteerable.
Yeah, it's just the wind decides where we're going. So, and he's also never landed in the same place twice.
Mm.
So that would be cool if today he was like, oh, I've been here before. But he did say some cool stuff like, at certain altitudes, the wind blows different. So he's looking at like the smoke coming out of factory chimneys. Mm. And he's like, look, down there, it's a bit, it's blowing left, but up here.
Oh.
Ooh.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Happy birthday to you.
What a birthday treat.
He's 25.
45?
20. 25.
I was going to say, you look young.
25.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, we're going higher again.
But basically, so he said that we, what he can do is he can let the air out to make it go down and he can also spin the basket. But apart from that, nothing else.
Okay. Why would you spin the basket?
So he can see. So he needs to have it a certain way so the corner doesn't dig into the side of a field. He needs to spin the basket to land. I don't know, I'm making it up.
So genuinely, he may need some champagne to sweeten whoever's field that we land in.
Yeah.
That hasn't changed.
He was like, I hope we land in a field. Not in the forest or on some pylons or motorways.
Yeah, that would not be fun.
Yeah, a field is actually my preference out of them three.
Yeah.
Please.
Pretty please. It's time for a Vilnius fact.
Yes.
In 2018, they had a bit of a controversial marketing strategy around their tourism, which you may have heard of, actually. It was called, they said, Vilnius, the G-spot of Europe.
Ooh, of G.
And I think
the good spot.
Yeah, exactly.
What are they like?
They also said, nobody knows where it is, but when you find it, it's amazing.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah. So that was the reason why. And like the imagery was a woman on a bed, looking quite happy, and she was grabbing the duvet, but the duvet was a map of Europe, and where she grabbed it was Vilnius.
Right.
See what they did there.
Well, good news. Yeah. I know where it is now.
But the mega, mega controversy was that it launched a few weeks before Pope Francis visited in 2018.
Is he not a fan of the G?
Well, I'm not sure he's down with it. The government were like, we don't think you should run this campaign. The mayor said, I don't think you should run this campaign. But what I found funny was in the UK, the ASA, which is our Advertising Standards Authority,
yeah,
it only got one complaint and it was upheld because they basically said that they didn't believe it, objectified the female character, and it wasn't enough to offend anyone really seriously that it would harm their lives.
Good.
Yeah.
That's a good campaign, I think.
I think it's very tongue-in-cheek. But the big question is, did the marketing campaign work?
Did it? I would go after that.
So
well, I'm here now.
The amount of visitors to Vilnius after that increased by 12.5% from the year before.
Good.
But in the UK and in Germany, where they ran it, they're the two places they ran it the most. They went up by 37.8% and 20.5% respectively.
People love the G-spot.
Yeah.
Especially those Germans and Brits. Okay, you can have that. That is interesting. Genuinely, I love that.
Oh, we only need one more?
Well, I've got two.
What? That is, how many have we had? We've had two hot air and two Vilnius ones.
Okay.
Yeah?
Well, I've got one about the first balloonists to cross the English Channel successfully.
Okay.
I want to tell you about the first balloonist to successfully cross the English Channel.
Yeah, please don't tell me about the unsuccessful.
The unsuccessful one, that didn't go well. Let's not talk about that right now. But their attempt was successful, that they went across. However, it did come at a bit of a price.
Oh my God, why are you telling me this?
So, about halfway across, they were like, shit, guys, we're not going to make it. I don't know where they were from. So they were descending, and they were like, shit, guys, we need to lose some weight.
Where are they from, James?
Don't know where they were from. So they started chucking everything overboard.
Champagne.
Champagne probably went overboard if they had any. Anchors they were carrying. Oars. And they had propellers to steer them through the air to point them in different directions.
Right.
They went over. Even their trousers.
Oh, my God.
So they arrived successfully at the other side, but they were only wearing their underwear. So they were like, woohoo! We made it, just like climbing out of this basket on the other side of the channel in their pants.
I absolutely love that. I'd watch a full feature-length film where that is the conclusion.
I think that's brilliant. Flying across the channel, and they're like, it must get to the point where they go, oh, fuck.
Like, ouais, mes pantalons.
Like, pants can't weigh that much.
I thought that.
But yeah, they arrived.
Maybe they had lots of pockets on. Maybe they're like military cargo pants, you know?
Maybe.
That's bloody brilliant. I love that.
That's a great one, I think.
I think that's the quickest we've found five interesting things.
I've got another one, just in case.
Jesus.
So, all the way back in 1783,
mm-hmm,
before most of us were born, the first hot air balloon was set to fly over the head of Marie Antoinette.
Oh, yeah, nowhere.
So, you know, like they send monkeys into space?
Mm-hmm.
That was after, before you say. They needed some test flights because they didn't know what it was going to be like for people to go up in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
So they put in a few animals.
Oh.
They put in a rooster.
Right.
A duck.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke.
It sounds like the start of a joke.
A rooster, a duck, and a sheep. They were the first hot air passengers.
Which one survived?
So they all survived. Yep. A sheep. You could argue that a rooster can fly anyway. That's what I was thinking.
Can they?
And the duck. A duck can fly as well.
Can they?
Rooster's got wings, hasn't it?
Oh, I don't know if it means they can fly.
Anyway, we all know a sheep can't fly.
No, poor sheep.
I haven't seen a fly in one of them. But they put them 2 miles in the sky.
What do you mean by 2 miles? 2 miles away? 2 miles up?
No, like up.
Whoa.
And why would they put them... Oh, let's drive them 2 miles down the road, see if they survive.
I'm just clarifying for people who are thinking the same as me.
No one thought that. Oh, yeah, let's just drive them around the corner out to the outskirts of town.
Yeah, but it could have been 1 mile up and 1 mile to the side.
See if the sheep gets a nosebleed.
I just want some specificity, please.
Yeah. Well, they went 2 miles up.
So they were basically the first ever...
First passengers.
Balloon passengers.
And they were unharmed.
Well, that's a beautiful bonus, a Brucey bonus. I mean, if that isn't a reason to give us 5 stars and leave a review.
Oh, yeah, leave
I don't
us
know
five
what
stars.
Is. directions to this house.
Whoa.
We're getting very close to a house. Not close enough. So there's lots of fields around here, but we are drifting closer and closer to some houses.
I'm going to FaceTime my grandma.
What's that? Don't FaceTime your grandma. She'll lose her shit.
Should I do it?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Hold on to your phone with two hands, please. We are now calling James's grandma.
She won't answer. She'll be at the shops. Come on, grandma.
Come on, pick up Joan. No, she's picked up.
Very quickly. Guess where we are? There's a clue. Yeah. Just a quick one, because we've got to land in a second and we don't know where we're landing. Gotta go, bye!
She had no idea what was going on for a good 30 seconds.
Oh, hang on, we've got time, Grandma. That's nice.
How are you feeling about this landing, James?
We were just about to hit the trees then. Unfortunately, I think we were going to go over there, but now it's...
Are we going to hit trees?
No, we've missed them. Because he's a good pilot. It's like, you know when a plane does an aborted land? Planes call it go around. There were just too many trees.
Yeah.
How do we get home?
So they're going to drive... I assume that his brother, who works for the company, is going to drive to meet us.
Okay.
And we get in the van.
Right, fine.
But there's a big question of when this is going to be over.
We might end up... What's the neighbouring country?
Ooh, where could we end up? We could do all the Baltics. I think an attempt of landing is being made. Oh, mate, you've absolutely nailed this. Though it looks like we could land in some, like, farmed land, which the farmer's not going to be happy about.
Absolutely smashed it.
Bloody smashed it. Ooh, no. Don't tip, you little bastard.
That's an exceptional landing. Well done.
It's better than take off. It's a little bit more than shaking. So stay inside. We will wait my breath.
Oh, obviously we can't get out and fly off.
So we just need to summarise the land. It was amazing. Vitus bloody nailed it. It was so smooth.
Vitus.
What a man. He's got over 1,500 pilot miles, so...
Hours.
What did I say?
Miles.
Oh, yeah, that's not many, is it? That's
it
a big difference.
Is. It probably is in a balloon.
But, yeah, we did not flip over. It's really interesting. So we're all still stood in the basket now, and we're kind of just, like, floating from left to right.
Because we can't get out because it'll just go off.
Yeah.
Because we're the weight.
So we're waiting for Vitus's brother. Go that way. Sorry, just rocked. It careered to the left quite a lot. So Vitus's brother will come with the car. They'll connect the balloon.
Go that side.
I am. What's happened?
It'll come back.
We've gone over.
We're back up.
This is great fun.
This is
the best bit.
Like Alton Towers.
I'm so sorry, because if you're listening to this, you're like, what's going on? Just imagine a basket with a hot air balloon still afloat above it, just rocking from left to right. Why does no one talk about this part of flying in a hot air balloon? At the end, when you're waiting for someone to come pick you up, you've got to stay in the basket.
Oh, now it's down.
Oh, it's coming down. But it rocks you from side to side.
Now it's down.
But now we're down.
You can jump out.
Oh. It was amazing.
So, we are all alive. We take one thing in the basket. We take a bottle of
of champagne. It's champagne. So,
okay, this is a great extra interesting thing. Okay, we need to describe what's going on. So they bought the champagne, which I was very happy to see, but apparently there's a tradition where
it's basically set a fire for people's hair.
Yeah, for your first flight. They take a snippet of your hair.
Everyone's okay with this.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for my certificate.
I got a certificate. Short back and sides, please.
I can use a burner.
I love this. So this is a tradition, right?
Yes.
And this happens to everyone who flies all wherever they are, all over the world.
Every part.
Same countries. I love it. And that's just for your first flight.
Yes.
I'll actually be bald.
Yeah, you don't know where.
Certificate.
Oh, I need to text my mum. She's been worried all morning that I'm going to die.
Oh my God.
No death.
We survived.
We're alive, guys.
I genuinely going to put this out there right now.
Yeah.
It's one of the scariest things I've ever done in my life.
One of the best things I've ever done. Do you know what? It's one of the first times in a long time that I've actually been scared.
Yeah, me too.
Only very, very briefly as we were taken off when I was like, what am I doing?
And I feel like we need to quickly recap that what you must have just listened to, which was just a total mess of 2 minutes.
At the start?
Yeah.
Yeah, also I didn't really, like, I got properly pulled over and dragged on my ass and I didn't make a noise.
Yes,
yeah, so I just listened back to it and I was like, I was getting dragged along by this balloon. And all I could think was, it was a really muddy field. I was like, my ass is going to look so shitty. But I was fine. I was just, because I was getting dragged on the balloon.
Do you know what James said to me though? He went, why didn't you film me?
I know. I know. I was thinking that you guys go, oh, this would be funny to share.
Because I was trying to help you. I did try. I don't think I was very helpful, but no. I did like put my arm down to try and hoist you up.
The guys we were with were bloody useless.
They were.
There's three others there and they just haven't got a clue.
So
no practical skills.
Listen to this, James.
I don't care. They need to learn.
Sliding them off.
Useless.
Basically, James was stood at one side of the hot air balloon letting the hot air in and someone was at the other one and they should have like balanced out, but the other guy...
Pathetic.
It was his birthday.
I don't care.
It was his birthday. He didn't care that much. He didn't know he was signing up for manual labour. He'd spent 100 quid.
He's bigger than me.
Yeah. So James got dragged almost inside the hot air balloon. It was brilliant. But shortly after that, the balloon started to fill up really super quick.
Yeah.
And I feel like perhaps I wasn't listening, which could have happened.
No, I think we listened to everything.
But I wasn't ready for the level of instant... Go, go, go. Get in the basket now. It's going to fly up. If you don't get inside it, move your ass.
Yes. I mean, it was so quick. I mean, the second that they started doing the hot air with the burners,
mm-hmm.
it came upright so quickly.
Yeah.
And they weren't like, by the way, when this happens, you need to jump in there and then the whole process would be 90 seconds to 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It wasn't any of that. It was just like, my guys, get in now. And we were like, what?
The only time I've seen a hot air balloon take off is in a Wes Anderson film, which, like...
That's basically a cartoon.
Everyone jumps in.
That's a cartoon.
And then they glide off.
Yeah.
And it's happy days.
Yeah.
It's not like that at all.
That's like saying, like, it's the same as saying that you saw one take off in Teletubbies. It's that, not real.
No, I totally comprehend that, but I just was not ready for the level of sheer panic.
Yeah. And I like panic. It was fun. I need to show you the picture of the hole, by the way, as well.
Oh my God. You only just told me that there was a hole in it like 5 minutes ago.
No one will believe me that there's a hole. There you go.
Let me see.
There's a hole in it.
I mean, it is quite small though, James.
I know, but it's a hole.
It is. But do you know what? We didn't die. So happy days.
Yeah.
Happy days. Right, before we go into our recap, we do need a drink.
Yes. One more.
Serve me up. I've got to say, I did really enjoy having a little bit of it up there.
It's nice, isn't it?
It helps out my nerves somewhat.
Yum.
Okay.
Yummy, yummy.
Cheers.
Oh, hold on.
To doing something new and exciting.
Hot air balloons to hot air. What you talk all day long. Yum, yum, yum.
Okay. Your sips are getting more and more disgusting. Did you have fun?
Honestly, yeah. One of the best things I've ever done. Genuinely. Really fun. When I said I got scared at the start, I did, but it was probably about 10 seconds of when I realised there was a height that if I fell out and jumped out of it, it would be death. And then beyond that, I was like, brilliant. This is proper exciting. He was on his radio to his brother, working out where we're going to land. We had a couple of failed attempts. It was all exciting and really beautiful and silent. And I loved it.
Wow.
What?
What an endorsement.
Yeah, I know.
They should bloody pay you.
No.
I also found it super, super fun. But I will say that I was like drifting between fun and being scared at one particular point.
Yeah.
Which actually we will have audio from this.
Yes.
Basically what James did is he took a photo. No, he was filming. He took like a selfie video of us and then he turned his hands super quickly to face
the floor.
And we were really high up at that point, and then back up. That was all fine for me, but he played it back.
I can't watch that back. That makes me feel sick. That puts it into context for me. I can't do that. Don't show me that, please.
Okay.
Oh, my God. That actually made my stomach drop when I watched that.
I was so fine with looking out and seeing the view. Like, it felt like an out-of-body experience.
I know. Because that was also at the highest point. That was probably around 2,000 feet. And for comparison, I think the Shard, the building in London, is about 1,000 feet.
Yeah.
So a couple of shards up.
Yeah.
And that's when I showed you. Mistake.
I did shit my pants.
It was very embarrassing. I mean, we had to share a car with everyone else on the way home. And they had the windows down. It's really awkward. But it was worth it, though, actually.
It was the one point where I thought, oh, my God, what am I doing? What am I doing? And I like to think that I would always give everything a go, but I had a wobble. I had a massive wobble after you showed me that. So there's my top tip. If you do it, do that video, but don't watch it back.
No, watch it on your land if you're a bit scared.
Yeah.
What was your favourite part?
My favourite part was landing.
Yeah, it was. Same with me.
One, because we'd had two failed attempts.
Yeah.
And then the wobble started to set back in when I was like, what if we can't land? There were a couple of points, weren't there, where we were sailing down and there were houses coming up, there were massive trees, there were motorways, and I was like, oh my Jesus. But should not have worried. No. Absolute professionals. They were amazing.
It's brilliant.
And when you actually land, it's super smooth.
We had a super light touchdown and then it like the fun of it like tipping over and everyone like falling into each other.
Yeah, that
fun.
That was really, really fun. And you have the relief then as well. So you're kind of in a stage of euphoria as you're rocking side to side, knowing you haven't died, that you're on land again. Yeah, that was my favourite part.
Yeah.
What do you think needs improvement?
The intro to say what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
Apart from that, I mean, I did like the kind of complete... ignorance to what was about to happen.
Yeah.
I did quite like that.
What that intro did have was a total adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
So if you're a bit of a adrenaline junkie, you'd get your kicks off that for sure. But no, I'd say the same. Do you think it was worth it for the price of 115 euros, which is the most expensive tourist attraction we have done so far?
It is the most expensive thing we've ever done for the podcast. But yes, I do think it was worth it. I think that in other countries, it'd be much more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say, yeah, it was worth it.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I think it was great value for what we got, considering that they drove us all the way back and we were like 12 kilometers out by the time we landed. And we got a glass of champagne.
What are you going to mark it out of 10?
I am going to mark it 8 out of 10.
I'm going to mark it 8.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's good for you.
Just because it's so different.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that.
Oh, well, what an exciting tipsy tourism. I really hope we get to do some more abroad ones because it is really, really fun. But thank you so, so much for listening. As always, you can rate and review. If you're on Apple, all you need to do is go to the bit where you can see all the episodes.
Yeah.
And you keep on scrolling.
Scroll down.
And you will see a bit. It comes up with 5 stars. You actually can't input anything less than 5 stars, apparently. It's broke.
No, just try 5.
Yeah.
And then write a review. And give me a fact about hot air balloons that you like. Something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Let us know what you liked from this episode.
And then the next one.
Yeah.
We're going to my stomping ground.
Yes, we are going back to...
The Cumberland.
Yeah, I don't know if people know too much about where you're from.
I'm from Cumbria, which is in the northwest of England.
Now, people often go, oh, the Lake District.
Yeah, I live near the Lake District. It's beyond the Lake District on the coast. I was born in Whitehaven and I live in the local area of there. Cleetonmoor, in fact. Cleetonmoor. Oh my God.
You are super posh now.
Cleetonmoor. We're going somewhere different in Cumbria.
Yeah.
In the Lake District, actually.
So that's the next episode. So make sure you are following, subscribe, whatever the option is where you listen to your podcast. Make sure you do it and we will speak to you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.